Lawmakers were brought to tears after Shelley Forney from Fort Collins testified about her 9-year-old daughter Erica's death. Erica was biking near her home when a woman driving her car and talking on her cell phone ran into her.
When she got out, she didn't realize she had hit someone or something. She didn't know what had happened. She never applied her brakes. When the investigator spoke with her, we found out the reason that all of this happened was because she was finishing a phone call and had no idea that her vehicle had drifted over into that bike lane right where my daughter was.
House Bill 1225 would have fined people caught talking on cell phones in school and construction zones. Fines would also be issued if talking on a cell phone caused an accident. Drivers could use hands-free devices.
The stories told today really broke my heart and terrified me, because I'm guilty of distracted driving.
That's Representative Dominic Moreno of Commerce City. He was one of two Democrats voting against the bill, questioning whether it went far enough.
I'm concerned that it's only a primary offense in school or construction zones, that the penalties aren't strong enough.
Republican Representative Polly Lawrence of Roxborough Park also voted against the measure, saying it wouldn't solve the problem.
I mean, there's a lot of different things that affect distracted driving, screaming kids, you know, spilling a Coke in the car, eating in the car, changing the radio station. I don't quite understand why we're focusing just on a cell phone.
But others, including Democrat Diane Mitch Bush of Steamboat Springs, say while not perfect, it's a step in the right direction.
This bill may save one life, two lives, three lives. But even if it's one life, that's immeasurable.
A similar measure failed at the State House 5 years ago. The bill was eventually watered down to include a ban on text messaging while driving. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capitol coverage supported by Pikes Peak Center, Colorado Springs. Presenting an evening with Garrison Keillor, the ambassador for Lake Wobegon. Tickets now on sale at all Ticket West locations or PikesPeakCenter.com.